City of God, and that was Black Newborn. Black Newborn, 13 minutes after 2, Soft Options, the show that's more than a cherry on top, right here on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. And it's my honor, my privilege, my joy to introduce the man himself, Mr. Black Newborn. Hey, welcome. Hey, good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Amen. It's good to see you. Good to meet you. Yeah, the music sounds good.
Thanks, brother.
Let's start where it all began. Who's Black Newborn and why the name Black Newborn?
Yeah, man. So Black Newborn is a Christian rapper, producer. I come from Tembisa, born and raised there. So I've been doing Christian hip hop at least for the past 5 years now. But I started rapping in 2002, and that was before I got saved. So this journey has been happening since 2002. So it's roughly 15 years now, yeah.
Roughly 15 years been making music.
Yeah, man.
15 years being influenced by the hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
But then, so interestingly enough, you took a different route. You chose to do Christian rap. Now, I heard you mentioning saying you were saved.
Yeah, man.
Before then, what was it like before then?
So I think in terms of the music, sure, I liked what I was doing, but looking back, I think it had no life in it. It was all about me, how good I can be, how whack other people are, or how not good they are. So I think it was very self-involved, very self-glorifying. And I think when 2011 happened, my eyes were open, man, and I saw myself for who I am in light of God's holiness. So I was like, smack, I'm actually a sinner. I'm actually messed up. I have a rotten heart, and here's a holy God who comes down, becomes like one of us and saves a sinner like me, man. I cannot use all the stuff for myself. It's all for him. You know what I mean? I was actually reading Colossians 1, and it says everything is created by him and for him.
Mm.
And it doesn't say some things. It says everything, and that includes rap. You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, this has to be a gift that I use for him, man. It's created by him and it's for him. And so I'm going to use it primarily for that. And that's when the switch happened, yeah.
It is so awesome to know, because when you think hip hop, we already know what it's associated with.
It's
profanity,
it's
violence, and there's all that. And you decided to choose it and turn that all around.
Yeah, man.
And choose to produce something positive out of it.
Yeah.
What do you think, or what do you have to say about artists still, hip hop artists, who still remain on the platform? Hip-hop, sure. It's all about glorifying gang, and it's all about profanity.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
So like I always say, you know what I mean? Obviously, making the switch, it was a bit hard for me as well.
Mm.
And a lot of people as well within the church, within Christian community or Christian culture would be like, yo, listen, we don't vibe with this stuff. This is off the devil. This is not right. You shouldn't try and combine the gospel with this thing. And I'm like, listen, hip-hop is a culture. It's a way of doing things. It's a way of thinking, but the issue is not the culture itself. You know what I mean? The issue is the culture has sinners. So the heart is what's rotten. You know what I mean? The heart is what's fallen. The Bible makes it clear that it's what comes out of a man's mouth. You know what I mean? That defiles him. So for me, I would say, man, instead of trying to change the culture so that people can do what is right, quote unquote, what is right, we need to change the heart. You know what I mean? And I think that's where the gospel comes in. That's why I choose to take the gospel back into the culture that groomed me, the culture that I grew up in, to say if God is redeeming everything, he can redeem the people in this culture. Therefore, the consequences will be that the culture will be redeemed as well. You know what I mean? So if we try and change the behavior, not change the heart, we're not going to be winning. But instead, we need to change the hearts of guys who listen to hip hop, guys who are participating. So that's why I package the gospel in this way. So guys can get it. It's in a language that they understand. It's in a language that they can hear. And so my prayer and hope and aim is that the gospel hits their hearts and impacts and changes them from the inside. And once that change happens, then we'll see the change in the culture as well. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Yeah. Now you released this album here, Watchmen, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I hear it's an award-winning album here.
Yeah, man.
We'll get into that much more later on. Which cool. track must I play? We play the first track there, which was City of God, the collaboration you did with Big Star Johnson. So which second track are we going to explore from this?
Track 8, that's False Sunshine.
False Sunshine. Please give them the motivation behind that.
Yeah, man. So False Sunshine, the encouragement there is that we need to keep our eyes on the cross, man. You know what I mean? Mm. The minute we move our eyes away from Jesus, everything else in this world looks glamorous. You know what I mean? Like the old hymn says, fix your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So that's the motivation there, man, that focus on Christ. If you keep your eyes on him, you'll be good. You'll be good, man.
18 minutes after 2, the station, of course, it's Radio Veritas, Soft Options, the show that's more than a cherry on top, hanging out with Black Newborn. I still want to find out where the name came from, but we'll come back just after the song here, False Sunshine on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. False Sunshine, Black Newborn right here on Soft Options. And we are hanging out with the man, Black Newborn, right here on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change, Radio Veritas. Do remember, we are broadcasting live on 576 on AM or Medium Wave. You can also find us on DSTV, the audio bouquet section of it, on channel 870, streaming live as well on radioveritas.co.za. Black Newborn.
Yo.
Very interesting name.
Yeah, man.
What inspired the name?
So I think when I started rapping, my initial stage name was Black Believer.
Okay.
It came about because of a lot of questions around identity. I was trying to figure out who I am. You know what I mean? My parents divorced when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think obviously growing up without a male presence, I had to try and figure out like what makes me, you know what I mean? How do I navigate this world? And I think I looked to my blackness, you know what I mean? And I was like, that's one thing that's true to me. That's one thing that makes sense. So that's when the name came up. But when I got saved, I realized, man, God did not make me black. Be born in a township, be born Zulu in a specific family by mistake. You know what I mean? There's a purpose to this. So I thought, man, in fact, I can actually go back, to my people and speak to them in a language that they understand. You know what I mean? So now that I'm a Christian, it does not necessarily change my skin color, but there's a way that I can understand people in the township. There's a way I can understand people that grew up where I grew up that no one else can understand them. So I need to go back there and give them the good news in a way that they understand, in a way that is very familiar to them. So that's when the newborn came on. So the whole thing is basically I'm a black newborn child in Christ.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I need to realize that I wasn't born, and this is not to try and pin racial stuff, but I wasn't born a white boy in Sandton or a colored boy somewhere in Cape Town, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was born a black kid in the township for a purpose. It's not by chance, it's not a mistake. If God wanted me to be anything else, he would have made me that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So why did he make me how he made me and give me the people that he's given me around? So I can't waste those opportunities. Let me maximize them. You know what I mean?
Very profound.
Yeah, man.
Now, we spoke off air just before we started the interview, some of the challenges you face as a Christian hip hop artist.
Yeah.
Now, you told me mainstream radio says they can't play you because this is too Christian.
Yeah.
And then Christian radio stations, they can't play you because it's too hip hop.
Yeah.
How
yeah, man.
How does that make the artist feel? I mean,
it's frustrating.
I mean, it is, because the stuff sounds so good. The music sounds good. It's of international standard.
Thanks, brother.
You know, and then
Man.
You get the industry politics as well of being a Christian. I don't know. There are not many hip hop, Christian hip hop artists out there.
Like you
mentioned, there's Bafoza, and I know you.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone else. I'm talking in terms of, in the country.
Yeah. There's actually a number of us.
Mm.
There's a nation of us. So last year, my record label actually put on the first South African Christian hip hop conference. where we invited all South African Christian rappers. We were together in one room for 2 days just to talk about the state of Christian hip hop, where it's been, how long it's been, it's been up and running in this country, and where it is now, and where we're taking it, where we see God is drawing Christian hip hop and taking it in the future. So we spent those 2 days last year in October, and another one is coming up this year as well, so we can actually see what we spoke about has been implemented and what is the way forward. So the conference is called The Grid because we're trying to basically build together. It signifies structure, it signifies working together, and actually saying if we band together, then people will know that we're there. If we band together, then people will see that there's actually this crazy, strange movement that is happening in South Africa. So there's actually quite a number of us. It's just for those particular reasons. You know what I mean? Radio says you're too Christian. Christian radio station says you're too hip-hop. So now that's another thing we're asking. We invited guys that we've been friends with for a long time from Link FM as well to come and tell us what radio thinks. Where do they think we belong? Or should we be creating our own space where we can exist on the internet or whatever the deal may be? You know what I mean? So we want to engage with churches. We want to engage with Christian radio stations. We want to sit down and say, come through when we have The Grid. Hear what we say, and can we hear what you guys also have to say about what we're putting out? Because we should be working together for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the gospel. You know what I mean?
Most def. Now, yeah, Black Newborn, we also know hip hop is also regarded as the voice for the people, voice for the young people.
Yeah.
So do you as an artist, do you also tap in, like, maybe looking at the political landscape of the country with what's happened, the current state of affairs that's happening right now? Do you also branch out and do music or of that sort?
Yeah, man. I think I was actually chatting to a friend of mine coming here. She's in the studio. The thing is, if we believe that the good news of Christ saves people, and it's powerful to save lives, it should be powerful as well to infiltrate into all areas of our lives, all areas of our society. So I make music that touches on all various subjects and various topics, but all of that is through the lens of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I'm going to speak about the current state of affairs in our country, the current political climate in our country, I'm going to do that with the lens of the gospel, because I don't want to give people solutions. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to give people solutions that will only last for now, but I want to give them an eternal solution to say how can we navigate our political landscape in light of eternity? Because if we truly exiles as those who are called by Christ, we live in exile right now. We're looking into the eternity, looking into spending eternity with Christ. But how do we navigate relationships, marriages? How do we navigate political landscapes? How do we navigate the problems in our educational system in light of eternity? You know what I mean? So I'm actually sorry to bring this up, but I'm a youth pastor.
Okay.
And the church that I serve at, we build schools, you know what I mean, and one of the motto for our schools is we prepare kids for life and death, so we don't just prepare them for life only, because giving them education prepares them for this life, but give them the gospel, teach education in an eternal perspective that prepares them for death as well, so that when they leave this earth, they can confidently meet the maker of this universe, knowing that they've trusted him and they believed in him. And so I think I carry that in all that I do in my music, you know what I mean? Let's have an eternal perspective on whatever it is that we touch.
With all your contributions, I mean, you are doing quite amazing things. Do you feel like your work is being overlooked, or do you feel do you think you are getting what's yours? Or do you feel like it's really like you've been blackballed because you are carrying this whole Christian hip hop, knowing how society acts, like, especially when it comes to the industry, entertainment industry?
I mean, you know what, I'm like, as much as that might be true, and I don't want to sound like I'm such a defeatist Christian.
Okay.
Like, you know, but I believe God is sovereign over everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I think things are happening at His timing. Things are happening at His pace. So what He's called me to do is to be faithful. You know what I mean? So when I'm having conversations with you, and when I'm recording my music in studio, when I'm performing, the question that I ask every time, am I being faithful? You know what I mean? If Jesus comes back today, will He say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant? You know what I mean? Or will He say, well, listen, you were actually just trying to chase all the other big stuff and you forgot what was immediate, was before you, you know what I mean? And so if He's given me this gift, if He's given me such platforms, am I going to be faithful, so that when He does open up the big doors, when He does open up the big platforms, am I still going to be faithful? Because if I'm not faithful with this, then I'm certainly not going to be faithful, quote unquote, when big time happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, and that's why I keep solid Christians around me. That's why I keep guys that will keep me accountable, guys that are not going to flatter me and say, yeah, we know that you're good, and boost my ego or whatever. Mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But guys who are going to be critical and say, yo, this is what you said when you were on radio, but what did you actually mean mm-hmm. there? You know what I mean? Could you have said this in a better way? How was Christ glorified in what you said? You know what I mean? How was the gospel the main thing in what you said? So I don't want to keep guys around me who will just be like, no, yeah, and they buy my face. You know what I mean? So for me, that's the important thing. Am I being faithful to the thing? I mean, I do want big platforms. I wanna, cause like what you were saying off air, it's good music. You know what I mean? And it has to reach a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's something for the soul. It's something that saves people because it has the good news of Christ in it. So we want to reach as many people as possible. You know what I mean? Yeah.
33 minutes after 2 right here on Radio Veritas. It's the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. Soft Options. We are here weekdays between 1 and 4. The show that's more than a cherry on top. And this afternoon we are hanging with Black Newborn. About to go on to the third song now from his work of art here, Watchmen, released back in 2015. Do enjoy the music. Black Newborn on Radio Veritas, all in a day's work.
Yeah, man.
Sfuni mali, sfuni data, sfuni nyugu, sfuna yonke lezi.
Yeah, kid.
Now, Pixar, the great, great, great news is that you won the Crown Gospel Award.
Yeah, man.
For Best Hip Hop Album.
Yeah.
This is for Watchmen.
For Watchmen.
Same album we've been playing music from.
Yeah.
After all that we've been talking about, now you get your juice.
Sure.
Your music, your work.
Yeah, man.
Becomes rewarded.
Yeah, man.
How does that make you feel after everything?
It was good, man. I remember going to the Crowns and I didn't think that I was going to win. You know what I mean? And they called my name, and I think it took like 5 seconds for me to realize that they called me. And so I was just like, oh, smack, this is amazing. So it was good. I went on stage, and I think the first thing, man, that I thought of was there's 5,000 people in this auditorium. I can share Jesus with them. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Like,
I can go up and tell them like how grateful I am, which I am. I can spend this 1 minute that they've given me to tell them about a savior who hung on that cross for our sins. You know what I mean? And that's what I went and I did that, man. And I think for me that award was just a reminder that you get such platforms for Him, not for yourself. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's why I think I went there, and that was my acceptance speech, to tell them about the good news. You know what I mean? And I think it was just a reminder of that. So even, all the other awards that came, that was the, at the
all
same
the other
time,
awards. So, how many awards have you received for this?
Two awards.
Oh, it's 2 awards.
Yeah,
so it's the Crown Gospel Hip Hop
and the Mzansi Christian Awards.
Mzansi Christian Awards.
Yeah. So it was in the same year, in fact. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think for me, they just a reminder of that, listen, be faithful to what God has called you to do. And doesn't matter how small or big the platform gets, but always remember, it's all about Christ, man. So when I look at them, that's what I'm reminded of. Just keep on preaching the good news. You know what I mean?
Going forward now, what's next for Black Newborn?
So I'm actually working on an EP that I'm going to drop sometime end of April or beginning of May.
Okay.
It's untitled right now, but I've released two singles from that EP. Exile was the first one we dropped last year. And now in March, 29th of March, we dropped the second single, which is called Just One More. So I'll definitely give you that so you can
most
play.
Def,
I'm
most
plugging
def.
Myself
oh,
in. Please,
oh, most definitely. You know, my door is always open.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, another interesting question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
In this whole, in the industry, the whole entertainment industry.
Yeah, man.
Of South Africa, or even on a broader scale, you know?
Yeah.
Should you get an invitation or one of the mainstream artists, whether it be your AKAs, yeah. Questas or Casper?
Yeah, man.
And then they get at you for a collaboration.
Yeah, man.
Would you do it?
So for me, it would entirely, I'd have to sit down with the dude. So first of all, I wouldn't work with anyone I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's a principle I've always carried. If I honestly believe that God is in charge of what I'm doing, I won't be desperate. I won't be paralyzed by fame. I won't be desperate to try and make it. You know what I mean? So for me, if somebody says, yo, I want to work with you, I'm like, all right, that's cool. Thank you for appreciating what I'm doing mm-hmm. and seeing the talent that I have. But can you come to my house? See how I treat my wife. You know what I mean? Can you see how I treat my money? Can I come to your house? Can I see how you are with your kids? You know what I mean? So that when we're on a song together, it's not just about me. It's not just about how good I can be. But I know that the dude I'm working with or whoever it is I'm collaborating with has the same heart that I have for the Lord. You know what I mean? And the music itself. So if somebody mainstream says they want to work with, first of all, I would want to say, what is the intention for the song? You know what I mean? If it's just that so you can have a gospel song on your album, I'm probably not going to do it. You know
okay.
what I mean? But honestly, for me, it's all about bringing salvation to those who are lost, man. You know what I mean? And I'd want to see your heart. Don't just tell me in words. I'd really want to see if that's truthfully what you're concerned about. You know what I mean?
Even if the business was right.
Like, even if the business
even if
was the, right.
They were two, so okay. 50K for a verse.
I know. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, man, what good is it for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
So for me, it's all about that. And it's hard, man. It's not easy. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here like I'm a saint and I'm holier than thou. But I have to, if my faith is true, I have to navigate through life with my faith. That's why I'm saying everything I do has to be done through the lens of the gospel. And if God's gospel is powerful, then it will be powerful to carry me through stuff. I might have scars, you know what I mean? I might come out bruised, but I want to remain faithful to the calling, man, yeah.
1442, hanging out with Black Newborn right here on Soft Options on Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news for a change. Now, what song are we going to play out with?
I think let's do I Gotta Go, man, since we
I Gotta Go.
Yeah.
gotta go. Okay, man. This is track 13.
Yeah,
track 13.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before we head on to that, how do people get in touch with you?
So you can get a hold of me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the name is Black Newborn, spelled BLAQUE NUBON. BLAQUE NUBON. Black Newborn all across, man. Yeah.
Black Newborn, thank you so much for joining me right here on Soft Options. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, brother.
And looking forward to the new work you are busy with.
Yeah, man.
And you know, the door is always open, yeah. Please.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Black Newborn with Gotta Go, because he gotta go.